This extended hour of the Inside Outside Guys is sponsored by Basements Plus. From waterproofing to finishing, their team can do it all at basementsplus.com. Now here are the Inside Outside Guys, Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
Chuck, you know, people always ask us, you know, they want more room. How can they get more room in their house? And we always say that the best value isn't to go up, isn't to go out, it's to go down.
I got to agree with you 1,000%. I'm kind of excited about talking to Steve and Amy Iverson here over the next hour. You're going to learn a lot. You're going to learn a lot about the potential value added idea of finishing your lower level.
Yeah, and we love the fact that, you know, they actually repair any leaks, any moisture issues before they come in, obviously. And then they can give you an absolutely beautiful finished basement where you can spend just hours and hours of wonderful family time and a place for the kids and go so the parents can get some peace and quiet once in a while. We know all
like
about that, don't we? All right. So stick around for the next hour of the Inside Outside Guys featuring Basements Plus right here on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Basements Plus. We got a review here. We got several we're going to read. We had Basements Plus waterproofing at our home to do waterproofing prior to finishing our basement, something we're going to talk about. Two confirmation calls from the business prior to the job were great. These guys are true pros. They called an hour before arrival each day and explained what they were doing and how. The cleanup each day was exceptional. We're very pleased with the outcome. We'll definitely recommend it.
Two things that stick out to me when you read that, Chuck. One is communication. The other one is cleanup. We've often said what frustrates homeowners more than anything else is bad communication.
Oh, big time.
And then you can do the best job in the world, but if you don't clean up properly, you're not going to keep the homeowner satisfied.
Focus is on the dirt instead of the work.
You're right. Those are the little things. With us right now are Steve and Amy Iverson. How you doing, guys?
We're doing great. Thanks for having us.
Oh, pleasure. Do us a favor. Take a few minutes. Tell us about the background of Basements Plus and how you got this business going.
Sure. So I grew up in a family that did construction, bridge building. As a matter of fact, is where my dad... You know,
what, bridge?
Milwaukee wasn't yours, was it?
No, okay. He did. My dad did work on that, but no, and I don't have any experience in bridge building, but construction background my entire life. And so I got started in my early 20s working for general remodelers around the Lakes area here in Commerce Township, and worked as a carpenter for many years, and then worked my way into a builder, got my builder's license, worked for a couple of builders as a superintendent, building homes for them. And then somewhere along the line in the mid-90s, we decided we wanted to branch out and do our own thing. And so we started building custom homes, large additions, decks, basement finishing, basically whatever somebody would hire us for, we would go do. And as we went along and gained more experience, we decided we wanted to be just really good at one segment of the industry. We didn't feel like we had a good grasp on everything we were doing because we were kind of a do-it-all kind of company, and we didn't feel like we did anything really well. And so we took a step back. We decided, you know, to grab one segment of the industry, focus on that, and that was basement finishing at the time. So in the early 2000s, we started a company called Finished Basements Plus. And all Finished Basements Plus did or does is finish basements. So we went for many years just finishing basements, but we ran into... Many times in our efforts to finish basements, we ran into wet basements and basements that had structural issues. They were wet, they were smelly, they were nasty, and they were unfinishable. You know, and so trying to go out and steer our customers to get their basements waterproof
to other companies, right?
To other companies, just wasn't working. It was. You know, they weren't getting the service they needed. Ultimately, it was kind of selfish because all I wanted to do was get to the basement finish. and so along the way, we had to start doing waterproofing. So we started another company. It started out just as us serving our customers, but along the way, we started another company called Dry Basements Plus. And that was to not only serve our customers, but also to serve the public. So now we're serving the public as, with waterproofing, crawl space repair, foundation repair, and also basement finishing, which is where we started. And then, so we had the two companies, Finished Basements Plus and Dry Basements Plus, and we decided just to merge them together and make Basements Plus, you know, not confuse everybody. So now we're a one-stop shop for anything in your basement. You know, we can go down there and build you a great finished basement. We can dry it out. We can make it usable space for you and your family to enjoy.
And you can do it over phases if that fits the homeowner's budget.
Sure.
So 1 year you can dry it out. A couple years later you can come back and finish
it. For sure, yeah.
So what makes your company different? Because we know most builders aren't equipped to do basements. Are there other companies that would compete with you and pretend that they could do what you do?
Well, yes and no. I mean, there really isn't anybody who's a one-stop shop in this industry. In Michigan and really probably throughout the country, doing basement finishing and foundation repair at the level we're doing it. And what makes us different is, you know, our mission of creating... So our mission is to redefine the remodeling industry or the home improvement industry. We want every experience to be a remarkable experience with our customer, whether we're in your basement with jackhammers and we're making it dry, or we're finishing off and making it beautiful. We want each and every customer to have a remarkable experience with our company. There's a variety of ways that we do that. And, you know, it's we have people, products, and processes that are different than everybody else. That's probably the single three big bullet points I would talk about is, you know, we're very unique with regard to our people, products, and processes.
And that's pretty evident when you walk in here. You really have a well-fine-tuned machine. And a family-owned business for 19 years, and I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again because I think it's so unique, the relationship that you two have, husband and wife, working and getting along. Because I think, Chuck, very few couples can do that and do it successfully.
Absolutely.
And hats off to you. Amy, how's it work for you?
It works, and it is challenging. I'm not going to deny it's not challenging because you know what's going on at home. You bring it to work, and when you go you're at work, you take it home.
Sure.
So
sure.
Not to say it's not challenging, but we obviously make it work.
I like that. Boy, we could get into a whole other session. And
yeah, we definitely
could. That's a reality show in itself.
Keeping the marriage going, right? There we go.
being where you guys are located, I mean, you're located in the middle of the lakes here. You guys go all around. And in this area, there are a lot of very beautiful high-end homes. Mm-hmm. And you got to make sure you keep those customers happy. And you guys have done a phenomenal job at what you were saying because you have the right policies, procedures, and guarantees. And we're going to be talking about those guarantees coming up a little bit later on in the show. Hey, stick around with more from Basements Plus right here on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to an extended hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Basements Plus. From waterproofing to finishing, their team can do it all at basementsplus.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, featuring Basements Plus. Let's go ahead and read another review. Sump and Santa Dry annual check and update. Jamie was fast, efficient, and friendly. Been using Basements Plus since 2016 for remodeling other services. Wish they did all things, not just all things basement. Highly recommend Basements Plus. You go to your website, you can just see hundreds of those.
Yeah.
Hundreds of those. When we went to break, I mentioned the word guarantee, and Chuck, we've often said, what's the difference between a guarantee and a warranty?
Well, a warranty, we always recommend looking for a written warranty, but it could be three pages of words that are meaningless unless you're an attorney. Guarantee pretty much puts you on the spot as a company, doesn't it? I mean, you guarantee your work, and you have what you call a platinum warranty. You want to talk to those issues a little bit?
Yeah, so our platinum warranty is for customers who are ultimately going to be a finished basement customer. So they've gone through the waterproofing process. They've done a full perimeter system with our triple safe sump pump system, and they finished their basement. And if they put in a full perimeter system with a triple safe and they finish their basement, they will have a warranty like nobody else has in this country. And that means that if a particular wall leaks and there's a at the wall floor joint, that's the particular there, if it leaks at the wall floor joint, there's a $50,000 bar on that wall. We will pull that wall apart, including the bar. We will fix the problem, and we will put it all back at our cost.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
At our cost.
Yeah. No cost to the homeowner.
That is huge.
Yep.
That is unbelievable. And then you have a customer care club.
We do. So, you know, ultimately, we want to have a customer for life. And so we want to go back and service the systems that we put in. We want to make sure they're running properly. We include 2 years with a basement finishing project where we're going to go back, come in, inspect your sump pumps, any of the other you know, pieces of equipment that we put in there, whether it's an air system or a dehumidifier, whatever. We want to inspect it, service it, make sure it's running properly for the first 2 years. After that, we can still do an annual maintenance program, but we want to own that house. We want, you know, that's our house. We want to brand it as ours, and we want to be their guy. Everybody's got a guy, right? So
absolutely,
we want to be their guy. We want to own the house. And so we developed a customer care program so we can go back and take care of our customer.
Boy, again, we could spend 2 hours just on the you want to be their guy, you want to own the house. You guys take ownership of the work you do in my home, is mm-hmm. what you're saying.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep. How awesome is
You know,
that?
Chuck, we're always getting emails about people with sump pump problems, whether it's red ochre, whether it's their one's not working.
Air quality issues in the basement.
Exactly, yeah. What they need, and Basements Plus is a great resource for those homeowners as well.
So things that you can do for people in their lower levels, we kind of danced over crawl space.
Yeah.
What do you do for crawl spaces, and why is that important for people to understand?
Well, we can insulate crawl spaces. We can encapsulate them so the vapor isn't transmitting through into the rest of the house. And one thing is building science has evolved over the last 15, 20 years.
Well, it has.
You know, the air in the crawl space and the basement is a vast majority coming up through the rest of your house. Yeah. And, you know, you have to treat that basement and crawl space as if you're going to be breathing that air. So if it's wet, smelly, and nasty in your crawl space, your house is going to be wet, smelly, and nasty. So
that's right.
You know, we can fix it. We can dry it out. We can, you know, make sure the vapor isn't coming through, whether it's through water treatments or dehumidifiers or vapor barriers or insulation. There's a lot to do down there and to make it a healthy house.
Boy, in Michigan, I'm just thinking of all the houses in areas like Berkeley and Lincoln Park that were built low, all on old block basements.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've walked in those basements and the smell, the mustiness smell hits you as soon as you walk in the door.
Oh, yeah.
You can take the wettest basement that's had stuff stored in it for and make it a livable, healthy space. That's what people need to really understand down there and add a tremendous value to their home.
Yeah. Dry, usable space. That's what we do.
So when people are living in your finished basement after you've done your work, they're not smelling that musty, damp odor that they became so used to, right?
Right. No, it's dry, usable space. It's clean air. It's, you know, we say around here, redefine your basement, redefine your crawl space, you know, turn it from wet and nasty and smelly into dry, usable, healthy space.
Yeah, I like the thought of that. So is there anything people could do to prepare for fall and winter?
Well, yeah, they can call us and have us fix their problems.
I like that. So when you say problems, though, is that smell indicative of a problem?
For sure, yeah. They're healthy basements, healthy crawl spaces don't smell. And, you know, so it's indicative of high moisture. It's indicative of unhealthy air. being, you know, cascaded throughout your house.
Okay. So. Amy, can you give us an idea of once I give you a call, once we call Basements Plus and we're looking to get a quote, can you walk us through the process a little bit, please?
So when you call in, you know, obviously you're setting an appointment. Our basement specialists go out. It's typically a 90-minute appointment that we want you there for. So we're inspecting the basement, whether it's for, you know, the foundation or the wet or finishing. You know, we're inspecting it even. Measuring it so we can give you a detailed quote. The goal is, right, we're low pressure. We're there to help.
Love
you know,
that.
It's what can we do for you? What are your needs? And you're making the decision based on our solution, you know, the best solution for you, and let you make the choice.
So what if somebody calls and says, we want our basement finished before the holidays, and you go out there and you discover that it's a wet basement and it's got some moisture issues? How are you going to approach that with the homeowner?
We're going to encourage you to waterproof it, to fix it. And if you choose not to, we're not your guy to finish it. We're not going to go in and finish it if you're not going to fix the, you know, the water issue first.
So well, I'm the homeowner, I can fix it myself. Can I fix it myself? Can you guys take care of it?
You can try.
No, you're right.
We still might choose not to, depending on how you fixed it.
And I love that.
We still
you guys
choose
don't
not to.
Yeah, I mean, that you own that wing.
We want to own the house. Yeah. And you know, it's, you know, while our basements, our finished basements have unique materials that can withstand some moisture and some level of water vents, it's still not right. You know, you have to dry it out, take the time. Like you said earlier, do it in phases. I would rather see somebody do their waterproofing and dry out their basement first. Call us 2 years later. We're still your guy.
Well, I'm looking at two pictures right behind you.
I know.
Are those both vinyl plank floors on that?
Yes.
On that picture?
Yeah.
Okay, anyone that doesn't know the building industry, to put that vinyl plank floor on a basement, you wouldn't do that unless you were 100% confident that that basement is never going to leak again.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it is just so amazing. You mentioned sump pumps. Ken mentioned sump pumps. You guys have a special system that you will specify and install.
Yeah, it's a triple safe sump pump system. So 99% of the homes in Michigan and around the country are set up when they built their homes. If they have a sump pump system at all, they have a single sump pump. So one sump pump that is prone to failure. It's a mechanical device. It's going to fail at some point in time. So our sump pump system, the triple safe, is named because there's three pumps involved. There's a primary pump, and it's a cast iron Zoeller pump, so that's one of the best pumps on the market. You can't get a better pump. So a cast iron Zoeller pump that sits at the bottom of the sump basket. There's a second Zoeller pump that sits, I don't know, 3-4 inches above the first pump, and then we have a backup sump that, in the event that there is a power outage for days, which we've had around here, your Zoeller sump pumps aren't going to run. So you need the capability of a battery backup to take over at that point.
So I'm a homeowner, and I'm in one of those communities I mentioned earlier that were built on swamps many years ago. And my thought is, I haven't had a sump pump all these years. Why do I need one now?
Yeah. Well,
you're going to put a sump pump in every job you do, correct?
Yeah, I mean,
if it doesn't have one.
Right. If they don't have one, they need one. And that's, you know, we are going to heavily recommend that they have the triple safe sump pump system.
Okay. And that's part of what you'll inspect on an annual basis once the job's complete.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be part of our customer care program.
So if you're a homeowner and you're always thinking to yourself, why are my floors always so cold? Why am I always smelling that musty smell in my home? And where am I getting water in my house? You want to stick around for the next segment of the Inside Outside Guys featuring Basements Plus, only on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the special bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Basements Plus. We're going to change things up just a little bit and bring Josh Moss in here. Now, Josh, in some ways they slander you in the outline here by calling you a salesperson. You're more than a salesperson.
I like to think so.
I mean, listening to Steve and Amy earlier, it sounds like you're more of a consultant and an educator and a coordinator and a budgeter and kind of wearing all those titles together.
Yeah, my goal when I meet with customers is to provide a solution. You know, they have an issue. I want to be able to resolve that issue in a way that they're confident that they're not going to have to deal with that anymore.
Ever again.
So that's my number one priority, is finding the source of whatever the issue is and then resolving that for the customer.
So the common issues, Ken mentioned a couple of them before we went to break: cold floors, musty smells, water that periodically appears. You see that, and that helps you formulate your solution based on what you observe and how?
Absolutely. We do a full inspection inside and out. We want to know what the source of that problem is, whether it's water intrusion through the wall or the floor, or air intrusion through the bond of the home, creating condensation, which eventually creates those nasty, moldy, gross smells, right? So, you know, it's my job to figure out the source and then recommend the solution.
And in our area, I will say Michigan, but the entire Midwest, there's so many different things that can go wrong that you need to diagnose. I mean, you could be clay, you could be sand, it could be a block wall, it could be a poured wall, it could have, you know, a
wood foundation.
Yeah, so you name it. And it's your job to go in there, make sure you get it right, make sure the water stops, and then the finishing crew comes in.
Correct. Right? Yeah. I mean, it's my job to give you the fix. You called me out there because you don't want to deal with this anymore, and I'm going to fix it for you.
Classic question. Ken, why can't you just fix part of the basement? Why don't you just fix those one or two cracks or rod holes?
I think I could answer it.
I think you're qualified.
But let's let Josh Moss.
Yeah, I mean, so inevitably, you know, where the water is finding the path of least resistance, most customers think that's the problem, right? We have a system that, you know, isn't a permanent system when we build homes in a drain tile. And usually, over time, that silt or clogs, roots, whatever gets in the way, and then it's a less efficient system. So in the end, what happens is water builds up evenly around our home, and then water finds that path of least resistance. So if I take and try to block it out in one spot, I haven't fixed the source of the problem, which is around the whole home.
Let me give an example, because we've all seen it. I'm sure you've seen this a ton. The ash clean out door by the furnace.
Right. Yeah.
Historically, that's the first thing in the basement that starts a leak. Even that leak will make your basement smell damp, musty, and nasty. And that's not that tough of a leak to fix. I'm sure you guys have done it many times. But once you fix that leak, you just said that water is going to find the easiest way to get in, and it'll find eventually another way to get in.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, that's the hardest thing for some customers to kind of understand, and it's my job to walk you through the whole process of the build of your home to how we got to where we're at. And usually once we get there, we have a common understanding that we can't just put a Band-Aid on this. We have to fix it the right way.
So when you observe cracks, vertical cracks, horizontal cracks, bows in walls, you point those out to the homeowner and explain the why and the what and the how?
Absolutely. I mean, with our seasons, you know, the freeze and thaw in our soil wreaks havoc on our foundations when that drain tile system's failing. So, you know, whether we have to reinforce the wall, whether we have to pull the wall back, stabilizing the wall, you know, we can provide all those solutions for the customer. But, you know, it doesn't matter if they don't understand the cause. Once they get their head around the cause, and we can come to that solution together, then we can, you know, take those final steps into fixing that problem.
Sure, you run into a lot of finished basements that have issues, right?
Yes.
Let's talk to that a little bit, because we say this about roofs all the time. The leak could be manifesting itself in one spot, but starting at a totally complete different spot. I'm sure you see that a ton.
Absolutely. I mean, it pains me to, you know, have to tell a customer that we're going to have to demo your basement, start fresh so that we can waterproof. But we're fortunate enough to be able to have the ability to put it back for you and better than before.
What kind of things have you seen once you've demoed behind walls and stuff? You know, customers have, I know what you're going to say, but they have no idea, do they?
No idea. I mean, just a little while ago, I had a customer that had a single rod hole that was leaking. I did some moisture checks around other walls, and I found some moisture, and we ripped down that wall, and we found a horizontal crack in the wall. You know, so even though what they seen and they thought was the cause, you know, we do that in full inspection so that you don't have to call us back.
Right.
You know, we want to be able to take and do a full inspection on the outside and the inside so that you're confident that this is the right solution and the only solution.
And you also, I mean, you could, let's say one part of the wall's moist with your moisture meter, you can, in most cases, limit that area, find the area small, take some cases, not most, some cases tear down just an area and repair that crack, obviously.
Correct. You know, I will do it in the home if the customer will allow me. I will get my drywall saw out and I will take down panels to find that crack. And you know, I can usually find it within 2 or 3 feet, you know, right. Depending on wherever my moisture meter is. But you know, it's very important. It doesn't matter if I do it now, it's going to have to happen later.
So what if I have a back patio above that crack or a driveway on that side of the house? Because I guarantee there are homeowners out there going, I don't want to call them because I don't want to tear my driveway out to fix my basement.
Well, the great thing is we provide a solution that's an interior solution. So I don't have to excavate around the entire perimeter of your home. I don't have to rip out your deck. I don't have to rip out the patio, your porch, your garage floor to remove that old drain tile system. We can take care of it from the inside. It's more affordable that way. And, you know, we're going to be able
disruption.
To. Yes. And it's a system that now, you know, we can keep our eyes on it and we can annually maintain that system. We can make sure that we don't have to dig up your house again.
And you're confident enough in what you do that you can say that and provide that platinum guarantee. People that have never had water, and you're going in and saying we should install a sump crock and this triple safe sump pump system. How do you respond to the, I don't need that?
You don't need it until you need it. And if it's not there, I mean, now we're demoing your basement regardless because, you know, I get that philosophy. I've never had water. I hear that all the time. I've never had water. Well, you're not going to call me until you have water, right? Yeah. So if we can relieve the stress on that system by putting in our triple safe sump, you have those protections now installed to take care of power outage. If you had a power outage with our battery backup system, or if you had a pump failure, we have a backup system in place as well. So anything that we can think of, you know, it's overbuilt, which is a good thing. You know, we have the bells, the whistles, the alarms, so that you can rest assured that you can go on vacation. You don't have to worry about your basement flooding.
Steve mentioned air quality and some equipment that you guys might utilize. You want to talk to that?
Absolutely. So, you know, the most important thing you can do with your home, if you have a basement or a crawl space, is make sure that air is dry and clean. That's what's important for whole home health, removing the moisture from the air with one of our dehumidifiers and then purifying that air with our Aspen air system. We can take all of the dust, the microbes, down to a virus level, down to 1 micron out of the air. We can remove particles and particulates, which it's going to improve your home health, but it's going to improve your health as well.
That's phenomenal. Take an unhealthy basement and make it a plus.
Mm-hmm.
When you know, real quick, painting basement walls. I want you guys to finish. I only got a little leak. I'm just going to use that fancy waterproof paint. It shouldn't even be on the market, should it?
No, or that Flex Seal stuff that we're seeing too, right?
It just traps the moisture inside the wall, which does more damage.
Yeah, it's not a solution. It's a Band-Aid.
There you go.
You're it's okay. Not a solution. It's a Band-Aid.
We're going to go to break. When we get back, we're going to talk about the many awards and accreditations Basements Plus has had over the years. We want people to stick around. So we're going to talk about, I have that basement. I just know I can't. I don't have the money in the bank. I can't afford it right now. Basement Plus has some great financing options for their customers.
The best.
Hey, the best. Stick around for more with Basements Plus right here on the Inside Outside Bonus Hour on WJR.
Welcome back to an extended hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Basements Plus. From waterproofing to finishing, their team can do it all at basementsplus.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
We kicked Josh out and we brought back Steve and Amy. You guys developed a program for people that maybe just want to finish space, but they don't necessarily need a kitchen, a bar, a bathroom. You want to talk to that?
Yeah, so over the years, we've had a lot of people make comments about how beautiful and awesome your lower levels and the bars and the bathrooms and the really awesome, cool stuff you do. And at some level, it was driving some customers away because we will do really, you know, straightforward basements without all the bells and whistles, as well as the cool custom stuff. So we started a program called Express Basements. And Express Basements, we can fast track the production so we can get them in the queue faster to get their project started. And then we also can get it finished much faster than a custom basement. So we put them down a different line in the production, and it has the same project management experience. It has the same materials. It just doesn't have all the custom parts like a bathroom or a bar or built-ins. And in some level, it's actually partially set up for owner participation as well, because they could paint or they could choose to do the flooring themselves. So there's parts and pieces of it that have different advantages.
Bells and whistles. Sorry, I was just thinking of that as he's talking. You know, I was thinking of you.
Gun rooms, I like bells and whistles.
Secret rooms.
Yeah.
You know, the basement gym, the home gym, all that.
He's telling all my secrets.
I apologize. Ken doesn't have any of those.
Right.
But those are some of the things you can do for people if they want to add on.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And so what we felt like this Express Basements is built for is somebody who just needs a space, a nicely done finished space that they could have entertainment in, they could put the kids in.
Family room in the basement.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
And well, you mentioned entertainment. I mean, a lot of people who build the bars and everything else, they're going to make that a central point when they're entertaining.
Yeah. Okay?
But other people just have, like I said earlier, a place they want to put the kids in front of TV for they can watch their TV show upstairs. Right?
Exactly. Yeah, there's multiple uses for a simplified basement finishing project, you know, in multiple ways that they can use it.
Is it safe to say that everything Basements Plus does for people adds value to the home long term?
Absolutely. Especially today with, you know, the markets the way they are, interest rates, inflation. You know, to me, and I have a skewed opinion, let's just say, but, you know, here's my experience. Over the past 20, 30 years, I've got one investment that has continued to appreciate year after year after year. And I have other investments that have not. And I have a lot of those right now, those other ones.
We all do.
You know, all I know is that my home continues to appreciate if I take care of it and if I do the right things. And increasing living space is one of the right things. Making it dry, usable space is definitely one of the right things.
It's a lifestyle reward, too, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
Amy, you mentioned earlier about no pressure, and you just mentioned about free consultations. Why wouldn't someone that has a basement that they're doing nothing with, mm-hmm. have you guys out? You know, we're telling you right now as the Inside Outside guys, we know you have no pressure sales. Right. Why wouldn't they have you guys out to take a look at the issues? Even if they just smell something, you can come out and identify that, can't you?
I don't know. We wonder. We wonder ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, there's no risk.
Right.
We're not going to pressure you, and you can do it if you want. We take a yes just as well as we take a no. Like, there's no risk. There's no
people,
risk
products, process. You get a chance to meet the people if you have someone like Josh into your home mm-hmm. to explain what's going on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and at every level. So at different stages, depending on your project, you're going to meet people. It's really, you know, we love you guys our customers to come in and meet our folks even before they sign. Like, we'll take everybody that wants to on a tour of our facility here. introduce them to the CAD department, our project developers, our project managers, and we take them through our shop area too. Like, here's all the materials we're stocking. Meet our warehouse supervisor. You know, these are all the people who are going to be coming to your house and doing the work.
Tell you what Chuck and I love about this, and I know I can speak for him right now, is team partners like you that have these, you know, you guys mentioned the word leadership meetings. You know, the fact that you guys take the time to sit down with your leadership team and say, what can we do better for our customers? Mm-hmm. And what you just said, come on in and take a look at it. Anytime you want, just door's always open, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Walk through. Also, take a look at basementsplus.com. And a lot of the stuff that we're talking about right now, they can find right there on your website as well.
Absolutely, yep. And anybody is welcome to come for a tour. We have multiple people here who love to show off what we've got. So,
you've mentioned the unique aspect of your company, even on a national level, and you've been recognized by some national magazines and organizations because of that. You want to talk a little bit to that?
Well, I mean, we're pretty proud of a lot of the awards that we've gotten. The Home Builders Association here in Southeast Michigan, we were Remodeler of the Year a few years ago. And that's a great one because you're voted that by your peers.
Yes. We know those peers. They're quality people.
Yeah.
We know those people.
Right? You know, the Big 50 from Remodeler Magazine, that you get once in a lifetime. We've achieved that. Guild Master from Guild Quality. We love that award because that's a customer satisfaction award. You know, we've been voted, I think, 6 or 7 times to Remodeler Magazine Top 500, 2 or 3 times to the Top 200. You know, and we're continuing to grow and build and train and get better at our craft.
Well, I mean, it just must, all these accolades must make you very proud.
It is. We love our company, and we, you know, we're very proud of what we've done here. We've built it from the ground up, and it's all customer-centric. We're trying to, again, redefine the industry, create a remarkable experience for everybody we come in contact with, and build dry, beautiful basements.
We talked about financing options before we went to break. What options are available to people?
So there's a variety of options. We stick to the ones that really... Financing is a tricky subject sometimes because
it is.
The promotions that get put out there sometimes cost people money, whether they know it's costing them money or not. So we stick to programs that are free to the customer, they're free to us. We don't have to bake information or points into their deal. It's a service that we offer. So we have a credit-based...
You're not making your money on finance.
No, we make zero. So we have a credit-based financing option for all of our customers up to, it could be as little as $3,000, could be up to $100,000. So if they need help or they want assistance for the long-term, short-term, it's a 15-year loan, and you're talking about $10,000 equating to about $107 a month. So there is really absolutely no reason not to fix a problem, and there really are many reasons to go ahead and do it now rather than later, because prices are continuing to go up and up.
It's never going to get less.
It's never going to get less.
No.
So
that's a good point. Basementsplus.com. If you forget that, if you're driving down the road, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com, and you can get a link to that as well. The phone number, 248-926-6630. Come on over to the showroom here on Oakley Park in Commerce Township and take a tour. You guys, you know what? You keep your word, and that means so much to us. You guys are the consummate professional in this industry, and we appreciate everything you guys do for our listeners. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, guys. We love being a part of the program.
Thank you so much. We love having you. This has been a bonus hour, a education hour, featuring Basements Plus with the Inside Outside Guys, only on AM 760 WJR.